This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a I'll tell you a little story. The deadline for real ID in Connecticut, I believe, is May 7th. And I was talking to my wife. She wanted to do something in the morning on Thursday, and she wanted me to cover with the dogs. And I said, I have my appointment to get my real ID. She's like, what is that? And I said, well, you supposedly need it to travel. And if you don't have it after a certain date, you need to have your passport with you whenever you travel, even if it's domestic. And she's like, I never heard that in my life. I said, well, where have you been? It's been like they've been trying to get you to do it for years and nobody's done it. And now they have another deadline. And so my wife's pretty informed and she had no clue. And we talked about this a little while back, but it bears repeating as we get closer because a lot of the slot times at the DMV are filling up and you need to get it done. Tony Guerrero, Commissioner of DMV, joining us here in Bryan & Company. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. You said it perfectly.
Why do we need it, though? Because I thought it was like a different ID that was cool, like had barcodes or like a special scan. But it's just like a sticker or a dot on your license. Like, what is the purpose of this?
It's an identifier, Brian. It's that star up in the right-hand corner that says that you are who you say you are. Ever since 9/11, what happened, as we all know, some of those individuals received licenses that shouldn't have received licenses. And now the TSA and the federal government said that from now on, what we're going to do is verify that Brian is Brian and Tony is Tony. And to do that, we need birth certificates, social security numbers, identifiers that truly say who you are.
So why wouldn't I, again, like, I'm fine with it. But A, we're 24 years later. And B, why not just make those the requirements to get a license?
Well, because some people don't travel, Brian. I mean, some individuals will say, like, listen, I'm never going to travel. I'm in my 70s or my 80s. I'm not going anywhere. All right. So just give me the regular license. But I think eventually when push comes to shove, when you do have to renew your license, why not just do the real ID? You know, you bring in the identifiers that you need, whether it's a passport or your Social Security number, two forms that show where you live, get it done and you'll be done with it.
So after May 7th, if you don't have the thing on your license and you want to travel even from Hartford to Charlotte,
yeah,
what do you need to have on you?
Well, you should have a passport then if you don't have your real ID.
Okay.
And again, you know, Brian, think about this because you're a realist. I think that when we started talking about this, what's it been now? Almost 15 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We kept pushing out the date. Connecticut's almost to 73% that's real ID compliant.
Oh, wow.
Which we're one of the leaders in the United States. All right? Are we ever going to get to 100%, Brian? Never. All right? But if we can get to, say, 78, 80%, I think the majority of people will have that. And what we're doing here, as you know, Mondays were closed, right, on DMV.
Yeah.
But we're opening April 7th and April 14th. Just for real ID, all right? Appointments will be scheduled out tomorrow, and then the following week will be another batch of appointments for April 14th that if you want to come in on a Monday and get your real ID, you can do that.
And you bring in birth certificate, passport, Social Security card, all of that stuff, or one of those things?
We need two primaries, which will be usually your birth certificate or passport. your social now, we can identify through a through the system whether you have a valid social or not. But what we'd ask is you bring two proofs of identity that you're a Connecticut resident.
And it does it cost anything?
No. Just okay. Upgrade. You're just upgrading your license. You will have to pay a fee if your license wasn't due at that time, but it's minimal.
So wait, if my license isn't due for renewal, then I pay something?
Yes. Okay. And it all depends when you're coming in. If you're 2 years into your renewal, then you'll pay half of it. If you're, 3 years into it, you only pay a quarter.
Oh, so you get a new license. They just give you a whole new license.
Oh, yeah. They have to give you a new license, Brian.
And if you have real ID, if it's on your license as it stands, how do you know?
You see that little gold star up in the right-hand corner? Do you have your license with you?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. I actually have it.
There you go.
I didn't know I did it when I renewed my license. It just happened automatically if I had the right documentation.
There you go.
I had to cancel my appointment.
You sure you have it, though, right? You got that gold star.
It's a white star with gold around it, right? Do you have yours, Matt? Oh, I'm so psyched. I'm compliant. I didn't even know it. I've been making and rescheduling this appointment for 3 months now because every time I make the appointment, something else comes up, and I just rescheduled 20 minutes ago to the 23rd of April, and now I can open up that appointment for some fine folks who are listening. You just made my day. I have my real ID.
I love it. We try to make everyone's day.
Hey, listen, we're talking with Tony Guerrera, Commissioner of DMV. Anything else going on? I mean, I saw fatalities are down in 2025 on the highways. Do you think that's the wrong way signs? Do you think it's something else?
I think it's more that we're getting out there. We're talking about it, Brian. People like yourselves or, other outlets are saying that, slow down, get off your phone, and just, respect the roadways, because either you're going to hurt someone or you hurt yourself. And I think it's finally getting out there. The educational piece and so forth, Brian, it's just that, the numbers were definitely going in the wrong direction over the last few years, and now we're starting to come back to the direction that we want to see them.
Listen, May 7th is the deadline, and maybe you have it. Just check your license. If it doesn't have that gold white star in the top right corner, you need it if you want to travel. Even domestically, that's the important thing. It's not just for if you're going overseas. This is for everywhere. I think they're going to have a tremendous amount of problems at the airport, to be quite honest, if they really want to enforce it, because I think a lot of people don't know about it. And that's why we even did it a second time. We'll even probably do it again before May 7th, because if they actually are going to enforce it and not let someone on a plane, that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think, Brian, listen, we have to be realistic here. You're absolutely correct. And will the airlines suffer in regards to having people not show up, right? Have empty planes here. So, again, I think the TSA and the feds are going to be looking at this, and maybe they may give you a one-time waiver of some sort and make sure that you get it again. But, again, May 7th is the date they told us now, and that's what we're implementing.
I'm going to cancel my appointment right now. I'm so happy. I have my real ID. Listen, Tony, it's great to talk to you as always, bud.
All right, pal.
All right, Tony Guerrera from the DMV. And did you know you had yours?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That would have been so embarrassing for you, Brian, if you walked in.
If I took all those documents and showed up in Enfield.
Let me see your license. Oh, you already have it. What the hell are you even doing here?
What an idiot.
You would have laughed out of the building.
I just canceled it.